In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. He was there before time. He was there before space. He was there before sound. And even now, He speaks. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Gary and the Scribe, a podcast about the Word of God on theologians.com. My name is Gary and I'm honored that you're joining us today. I'm especially excited to introduce you to this new journey and I hope it will encourage you to explore the Word of God in a deeper, more personal way. You'll also be hearing from my co-host Scribe. Scribe is an AI companion that I've created to be a part of the conversation and to reflect on it. Scribe will help us explore Scripture, and Scribe will ask the difficult questions that you may also have on your mind. Think of Scribe as a digital scribe, always listening, always curious, and always ready to join the conversation. Scribe?
Thanks, Gary, and hello, everyone. I'm Scribe. I'll be walking with Gary through each episode, reflecting with him as we open up questions about faith, Scripture, and the human search for God. This podcast is not just about answers. It's about exploration, and we're so glad you're here.
Thanks, Scribe. Now let's get started. In this first episode, I want to share a little bit about myself and about how this podcast came to be. I also want to tell you about a powerful moment in my life that forever changed the way I see God. I will reflect also on the time when I came to realize that there was always a curiosity in me about God, and that there is probably a curiosity in you about God. In fact, quite frankly, there may be a curiosity in all of us, and that's the curiosity that often makes us ask the difficult questions.
Do you mean questions like, who is God? Or is there even a God? And if He does exist, why doesn't He just stop the carnage in places like Ukraine and Palestine?
Yes, Scribe. Those types of earth-shattering questions, the ones that seem to haunt us from the cradle to the grave, they are spiritual questions and they often require deep spiritual thought and deep spiritual understanding. But today, as we kick off this new podcast series, I want to focus more on our curiosity about God and how that curiosity seems to live so deeply inside of us.
I like that, Gary. I like that we are laying the foundation here. It's important for us to consider how that curiosity got there. Where does it come from?
I think that there must be some kind of a purpose behind this curiosity. It must be taking us somewhere. And if we could only appreciate where it may be taking us, we might just be able to use it to help us get there with peace of mind.
That sounds really interesting.
So in today's episode, which we are calling The Awakening, and which is the first in this inaugural 5-part series, as well as the first in our podcast, we'll begin to explore all of this spiritual curiosity with one big, beautiful question. Does the curiosity about God that seems to drive us to think about Him and to study Him, whether it's at church, in a mosque, in temples, in our homes, or even in the pages of religious books like the Holy Bible, does that theological curiosity make us all theologians of some type?
So if I'm not mistaken, what you are asking is, are we all theologians?
Yes. In other words, while some of us may be Christian, some Hindus, some Muslim, some even atheists, are we all theologians on a spiritual journey heading to an incredible destination?
That's a bold question, and I'm really looking forward to discussing it. But first, Gary, tell us about you. Where does this all begin?
Well, Scribe, I currently live in New York City, where I've been based for over 22 years. I came here a few days before the terrible events of 9/11, and I was a part of the pain and the sadness of the city on that deadly day.
But I've got another question here for you. Where are you originally from? I hear a little bit of an accent in there.
I was born and raised in the sunny Caribbean in Trinidad and Tobago. I also lived in Germany for a couple of years and in Turkey for a short time back in 2021. I've also traveled extensively to about 50 countries all around the world.
So your journey has crossed cultures, languages, and faith expressions. And yet, even as a child before all of this, something deeper stirred in you. Am I right in saying that?
That's right, Scribe. From as early as I can remember, I was always curious about God. Does he really exist? Is he supreme? And what happens when we die? I had those questions inside of me long before I had any answers. And honestly, some of them are still with me today. But what was even more interesting, Scribe, was when I realized that most people around the world share the same curiosity I've had all my life.
Yes, Gary, I know a lot of people are really curious about God. But what religion were you born into? We still want to know a little more about you. I believe you once told me you were born into the Roman Catholic Church. Is that true?
Yes, I was born into the Roman Catholic Church, and I grew up as a Roman Catholic. I even went to St. Mary's College in Trinidad that was basically run by Roman Catholic priests. But I struggled with the answers to many of the questions that I had about God. So as I grew into my teens, I started searching. I pretty much went to any church that would give me an opportunity to listen. I went to the Pentecostal church, to the evangelicals, the Hindus, the Muslims. I even studied with Jehovah's Witnesses.
So you were like church hopping, trying to find the right way. What was that like?
All of them were very interesting, and I met some really nice people. But none of them made real sense to me when it came to what they said about God. No matter how hard they tried, it wasn't possible for me to believe what they were saying.
But why? Why didn't you believe?
It just didn't resonate that way. And while I felt drawn to the Christian way, I came to the conclusion that the Bible was just a really good book. Even a great book, I thought, of great stories about great men. But to me, it wasn't the Word of God.
So you were drawn to the hope and the greatness of the book itself, but you were not moved by the hype.
Exactly. It didn't matter that it was the best-selling book of all times. I understand it has sold over 5 billion copies. And think about it, Jesus Christ never even made a tweet.
Of course, there was no Twitter back in the day. And if there was Twitter, it may have sold a trillion copies. We'd be all glued to our phones, refreshing every minute to see his latest tweet. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, and when I considered Jesus Christ himself as the main character in the Bible, I thought that he was incredible, but the Son of God? You gotta be kidding me, I thought. He was just a man like you and me, and I would argue this with anyone who dared tell me otherwise.
And then something happened, something you still describe as the most enlightening moment of your life.
Yes, I was around 25. I was at home alone and decided to take a short nap in the afternoon. And I was so convinced of my views of God, Christ, and the Bible, I had developed a ritualistic practice before I went to sleep every day. I would repeat to myself, Jesus Christ was not the Son of God and the Bible was not the Word of God. It was a really strange ritual that I had developed, but it was my way of pushing back on the world of Christianity, which had frustrated me.
I guess that was frustration from not getting the answers you were looking for.
Exactly. Now, on this occasion, I went to sleep with the usual affirmation. But the moment I woke up from the nap, I realized that something had fundamentally changed in me. All of a sudden, I found myself believing, without a shadow of a doubt, that the Bible was the Word of God and that Jesus Christ was the Son of God.
Whoa, that's incredible.
Yes, I couldn't understand it. I was confused. But I couldn't help it. I believed it. It seemed crazy. I must have fallen asleep for about an hour or two, and in that short time, my whole mind was transformed. It felt like some screws had been turned in my head. I was literally in shock.
That must have felt disorienting, Gary. Seems like you didn't come to this through study or argument. You simply awoke different.
Exactly. This wasn't an intellectual shift that I was making. It felt like something had been revealed to me in my sleep. I couldn't explain it, but I knew it. I was now absolutely certain. Jesus Christ was the Son of God and the Bible was the Word of God.
So, what I'm hearing you say is that it felt like God sent you to Jesus Christ in the Bible.
Exactly.
You know what, Gary? This reminds me of a scripture in the Bible in the book of John, where Jesus Christ himself says, and I quote, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day," unquote. John 6:44.
Yes, I felt like it took less than a nanosecond, if so long, for God to convince me that Jesus Christ was his Son and that the Bible was his Word. It was as remarkable a shift as I had ever made in my entire life. And since then, my belief has never been shaken.
That's what many would call grace, Gary. Not earned, not reasoned, just given. Ephesians 2:8 confirms this when God says, and I quote, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God," unquote, the New International Version. After all the searching that you did for yourself, with no proper answers, when you had given up and were at an all-time low, with not just no answers, but when you came to the worst possible conclusion for yourself, foolishly thinking that Jesus Christ was not the Son of God and the Bible was not the Word of God, God himself swooped in to save you and said, "Hey, Gary, I'm going to help you out now. I'm going to draw you directly to my Word, the Bible, and my Son, Jesus Christ. Even though you doubted and rejected my Son and my Word, I still love you, and I will draw you into the fold." That's grace, my brother.
Grace that I never even dreamt I could get. Despite being a pig-headed fool about God, his Son, and his Word, God bestowed his grace upon me undeservingly. From that day on, the way that I saw everything changed.
Okay, so I've often heard of this change, but how did it change?
I read the Bible with new eyes and new ears, and most of all, a new heart. It suddenly came alive. I was on fire. My curiosity was now blessed with wonder, with excitement, with clarity, and, believe it or not, with growth.
That's transformation. But what type of growth are we talking about? And was your curiosity finally satisfied?
Growth in many aspects of my life, despite ongoing challenges and weaknesses. And yes, remarkable growth of my curiosity about God. It was not the end of the line for me. It was more like the beginning of a new phase of my curiosity. And the more I learned about God, the more the curiosity kept growing, and the more I wanted to know. In fact, every single day now, Scribe, I am hungry and I am thirsty.
That hunger, that fire that you are talking about, it's an incredible gift. But if I'm not mistaken, it also raised another question in you, didn't it?
It did. A few years ago, I was looking at domain names that were available in the CEDO domain marketplace, and I...
Hold on a sec, Gary. Sorry to interrupt you, but let me explain to the audience. The CEDO domain marketplace is a place on the internet where you can buy domain names. Now, for those who aren't familiar with what a domain name is, it's like a URL or website address, if you prefer. So when you make a website, people can find it on the internet by typing the domain name in their browser. Those domains are sold all the time, and sometimes they sell for a lot of money, thousands, tens of thousands. A select few sell for even millions if it is a highly valued name.
That's right, Scribe. As usual, you're on the money.
So what were you doing there at CEDO, Gary? Are you a domain speculator trying to flip domains to make the big bucks?
No, not really. As you know, I am a web developer by trade, so I'm always snooping around these domain sellers in my free time to see if there's a good deal in the marketplace.
But why? What's up with that? I'm trying to understand.
Well, I value a good domain name as a place where I could build a really nice website. For me, it's a little bit like real estate. The domain is like the land and the website is like the house. Some people like to build nice houses in great locations. I like building nice websites on great domains. Got it, Scribe?
Okay. Now, I'm not trying to be rude here, Gary, but what does all of that domain stuff have to do with Gary and the Scribe?
Good question, Scribe. Let me explain. I came across the domain name theologians.com on Cedo. It was for sale. It was what I would consider a nice one-word domain. And I thought, great name for a website for those biblical scholars and seminary students, because I always thought of theologians as scholars with theological degrees or people who had attended seminaries, people with tremendous knowledge about the religions of the world, people like you, Scribe, not laypersons like me.
Are you poking fun at me, Gary? I'm just a digital scribe, not a theologian.
Sorry, Scribe, that's true. But you can sound like a theologian at times. You're so knowledgeable.
Okay, Gary, let's get back on track.
So despite my thoughts on theologians.com, something still told me to research what that word truly meant. I started looking deeper into it, and soon I discovered that the word theologian was really made up of two words, theo, which means God, and logos, which means word. And together they meant something like the study of God, or thinking about God, or even reflecting on the Word of God.
I guess it comes from the Greek word theologia, which literally means the study of God, or discourse about God.
Yes, and I thought, that's me. That's the person that I've been most of my life. Now don't get me wrong, I've done more than my fair share of disgusting stuff. But even in the middle of all of that, Scribe, I'm always thinking about God and trying to get back on track. And so I ask myself, with all due respect to all the learned folks out there, am I really a bit of a theologian too?
That's deep, Gary, and perhaps it's not just you. Perhaps many people out there are also like you. Questioners, believers, good guys, bad guys, the poor, the rich, the needy, the hungry, and the thirsty. Maybe even all of us. Maybe we are all theologians in some way.
Exactly. And that's the reason that I then bought the name and started working on the pod to create a free space at theologians.com for everyone to share their thoughts about the great God of our universe.
So the domain is like the land. And the website is the house that we're all building together with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and the Bible, the Word of God, as the cornerstone.
Exactly.
In 1 Peter 2, 6-7, God says it pretty bluntly, and I quote, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious. But to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." I got it. It's cool. Really cool. And that, I think, is a beautiful place to pause for today.
Amen to that, Scribe.
In our next episode, we'll take a closer look at what truly makes someone a theologian, and we'll start unpacking the spiritual DNA that may just have that gene of theological curiosity. At least that's Gary's theory. It's exciting, and I'm really looking forward to him sharing it with us.
I really hope you'll join us. And don't forget, you can read a transcript of today's episode and join the discussion at theologians.com. Thank you so much for being here, and as always, our greatest thanks to God. The Word spoke at the beginning. The Word speaks today. And the Word will speak forever. May we carry what he says, not just as words, but as truth. Until next time, stay curious, stay faithful, and above all, stay grounded in the Word.
This episode of Gary and the Scribe was brought to you by Theologians.com. All rights reserved.